Asheville Lyric Opera presents Man of La Mancha, July 15th through the 17th at the Diana Wortham Theater. With us in the studios this afternoon, three of the people making Man of La Mancha happen. David Craig Starkey, of course, is the director of Asheville Lyric Opera. He's with us, as well as David Malis and Keith Chambers. David is singing the role of Don Quixote or Cervantes, or let's see, one of those. And Keith is conducting. Thanks to both of you. Thanks for coming in. It's a busy time. I realize the show's starting in no time, and I appreciate the time that you've spent with us. So we were talking before we went on the air a little bit. I didn't realize that the initial star on Broadway was Richard Kiley. This is, David, I'm going to guess this is maybe a little bit different from what you've done in the past. I mean, you've sung Mozart to Wagner and everything in between. Have you ever done this role?
I have not. This is the first time.
Wow.
And I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, it is quite different. I mean, I've done some other musical, what you'd call sort of legit musical theater roles, like Curly in Oklahoma, Once Upon a Time, and I've done Emile Debeck in South Pacific three times.
Oh, I can just
see
that. Yeah.
But this is my first time with Cervantes, Quijana / Don Quixote.
So what is that? What is that like? I mean, you're still acting, you're still singing, but are there differences in an approach between this and Magic Flute or?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the differences that I see are, it's a little, I don't approach it like an opera singer, but then I don't approach so much opera as being an opera singer. You know, you have a particular kind of voice, and you try and, you know, you learn the style and you learn the language. You know, luckily this is in, you know, my native language, so it's, but I'm really trying to base it upon the text and upon the words and let, you know, my voice bloom at times when it, you know, is appropriate to do so. But for the most part, I just try and really concentrate on the text and the character and, you know, and let the vocal part of it take. But I don't really do anything so much different other than maybe making even more emphasis upon the words because there's so much spoken dialogue and I'm, you know, it's in my original language. So
that
helps.
That does help. Okay. Yeah. You're not so used to Italian that it...
You know, a lot of the Don Quixotes have sort of, well, have been British. So it's like, you know, you have to be careful not to be too British and to put on too much of an accent. But at the same time, he's a knight, and knights are British, right? So, I mean, that's sort of where the whole tradition comes from. So there's going to be a, you know, when you're delivering certain lines, like, you know, is the lord of the castle at hand? I mean, is the lord of the castle at hand? No, it doesn't work so well.
You've got to,
it needs to have more of a, you know, declamatory sort of style.
So that you have to find a middle ground.
Yeah,
I guess,
exactly.
Which
I'm still working on. Hopefully I'll have it by next Friday night.
I'm sure you will. That's David Malis, who is singing the role of Don Quixote in Man of La Mancha, done by the Asheville Lyric Opera next week. And Keith Chambers, you're conducting this performance. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
This is you're using a full orchestra for this production. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. But it's a very different sort of orchestration than a typical orchestra. Hmm. There's only one string player. It's a bass.
Wow.
Other than that, it's just winds and brass and percussion. So it's a very unusual group of instruments, as opposed to something like Showboat, which I just got done doing as well, which has a full string orchestra.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to putting that together next week.
You have any? This is just, you know, out of left field, but do you have any idea why it was written this way rather than for a standard orchestra? I mean, is there something about it thematically that makes it work, or?
Well, I think that the experience that I've had is that they really trusted the voice to be the string.
Okay.
And with the influence of the Bernstein's approach to percussion, woodwind, and brass in his compositional writings in the 50s, he brought so much more color to the orchestra on an individual aspect. We also have guitar in the pit. There are three percussionists that are, you know, using sounds and timbres that are to the fullest extent that can be discovered. And so many of the sonorities that you would get from the timbres of the strings is really put into the voice. Mm-hmm. And you have that in the melody. You have that in the way that the ensembles interact with each other. And so it's really quite an evolution of how it was explored, and yet it's orchestrated for an orchestral player, not a band player.
Right. I was wondering, this came out, the play was first done in 1965 or something?
1965, right.
So I was wondering if that might be kind of a transitional time away from a standard orchestra and more toward a band, but you're saying no, it's really written as an orchestra.
It was and it wasn't, because if we look at the theater experience through the 60s, you have 67 is the first microphones. Mm. You have, in this show, you have a tremendous amount of rhythm, and you do have some strong influences of sort of sharp choreography. So there are things that are evolving through the repertory, and I don't think it was so much just a purpose. It was just experimental.
Ah, okay. That's David Craig Starkey with Asheville Lyric Opera. We're talking about Man of La Mancha that's being presented next weekend at the Diana Wortham Theater. Keith, this production obviously involves more than the orchestra and more than David, although you've just really got a plum role in this. but there are others involved, and I have to say, I have forgotten enough of the show that I can't remember. There are ensemble pieces as well. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So I'm wondering, as a conductor, you've got people that are not just standing in one place on the stage. They're wandering all over the place, and they're doing dramatic things in addition to their singing. How do you stay together? How do you do that?
Well, that's why we rehearse.
Oh.
we hopefully get it together in rehearsal so that there's a level of trust on both sides, that they don't just have to stand there and stare at me, because I don't want them to do that. But knowing that when we get in the theater and get on the stage, that we've rehearsed it enough times in the rehearsal room that there shouldn't be that much differentiation.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of trust. Trust and rehearsal.
Trust, yes.
And Keith has been a very sympathetic conductor with all and patient, because you have to, I mean, well, it's tough. I mean, this is not easy, an easy show to conduct. There's a lot of flexibility, and there are a lot of things going on stage. You know, you got the muleteers and their dance numbers and Aldonza and all these. I guess you would know more about this than I would, but there's some, you know, Spanish dance forms in there that show up here and there.
And I think the flexibility, there's another, a much greater level of flexibility required than in most opera to do something like this, because there's so much there's so much variable that can happen with dialogue.
And he's very diplomatic. Also, last night he said, you know, he pointed out a measure and said, "David, are you going to be, you know, putting a little hold there like you're doing on the?" you mean that measure that I'm actually not counting correctly? Yes, that's no. I'm actually, I would actually, my goal is to sing it correctly. would you show me how that goes right there? And then I was like, oh, okay, I got it.
That's always got to be part of, I guess, the rehearsal process. All of you, and I mean the people on stage and the people in the pit, are all getting to know each other. And so there must be a whole lot of, not always diplomacy, but investigation and getting to know what you can do and how to work
well,
best.
Well, diplomacy
together is,
you know, important. That's in everything that requires an ensemble, right? David's put together a tremendous, I mean, Keith, it's the first time we've worked together. He's a wonderful conductor, and I know I can look down there, and he's going to give me something to be helpful. And sometimes I need the help, that's for sure. But David's put together a really wonderful apprentice program this year, so the people who are singing the roles that aren't quite as large but are very important are very well cast and extremely well sung.
Wow. And Keith, I'll just ask you one more question, and I'm sure this is self-evident to you, but to us, that all of this seems quite magical. Major differences between conducting like an orchestral concert and conducting a stage work?
Yes, I would go back again to the flexibility, and it's another level of collaboration with a stage work, on the same extent to conduct a concerto with a soloist would require the same sort of flexibility. You really have to listen quite a bit. I think it's the most fun to conduct a stage work because of everything going on the stage and the wonderful singing and just bringing that to life, opera or musical theater.
I, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Keith Chambers is conducting this performance of the Asheville Lyric Opera's Man of La Mancha. David Malice is singing Don Quixote, the title character. I can't remember the name for that. And also with us, David Craig Starkey, director of Asheville Lyric Opera. David Craig Starkey. Got too many Davids in here.
There's one more in the show, too.
Oh, and another one.
David, and everybody goes, huh?
congratulations on this presentation. I hope you've still got some tickets available since now that we've been talking about all this.
Right. There are three performances for our audiences to enjoy. The 15th of July, which is Friday, the 16th, which is Saturday, and Sunday the 17th, which will be at 3 p.m. You can go to our website, AshevilleLyric.org, or you can call the Dinah Wortham Theater box office at 828-257-4530. And yes, there are still tickets. We do remind the audiences out there that many of our shows do sell out.
Mm-hmm.
When we did West Side Story last year, it was a complete sellout. So I urge you to get your tickets now, not wait. You can get those seats that you're really interested in. But those are the two ways, the Asheville Lyric Opera website, AshevilleLyric.org, and Dinah Wortham Theater box office.
Excellent. David Craig Starkey, director of the Asheville Lyric Opera, David Malice, who is Don Quixote, and Keith Chambers conducting this performance. Thanks to all of you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
WCQS, again, and have a great summer with classical music.
It sounds like great fun. Thank you. And you can call us here at WCQS if you'd like more information at 210-4800.